Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Just wanted to start with a couple of Bible verses.
我想一开始的时候，请我们念一些圣经章节。
First is John chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
第一处是约翰福音第一章十到十一节。
It says, He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
约翰福音第一章第十节，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
And then the second passage is from Isaiah chapter 53.
第二处是以赛亚书五十三章
verse 6 and 7.
第六第七节。
All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth.
以赛亚书五十三章第六节，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
So, this morning I felt the burden in my heart to share on the love of Christ.
今天早上我心里有一个负担，想与大家分享基督的爱。
And we know that the love of Christ is so vast that, I mean, how can we really touch on it?
我们知道基督的爱是这么的浩大，我们怎么样能来探讨这一方面？
But I just want to share from my own personal experience, how the Lord touches me when I think of the love of Christ.
但是我想从我个人的经历来分享基督的爱，当我每一次默想的时候，这个爱怎么样的摸着我。
And the three considerations I wanted to meditate on was first from the perspective of creation, the greatness of God versus the littleness of man.
我想从三方面来探讨这个问题。第一个就是从创造的伟大来思想神的伟大和我们人的渺小。
Second one from the Lord Jesus' struggle at the Garden of Gethsemane.
第二个是我们主耶稣在克西马尼园的挣扎。
And then third, the suffering that the Lord endured right before and during the cross.
还有注意第三方面是我们的主在被钉十字架之前及十字架上所有的受苦与挣扎。
So the verse for the first consideration on creation, I wanted to look to Psalm chapter 8, verse 3 and 4.
从这第一方面，从创造来讲，我想和各位分享的经节是在诗篇第八篇。
Verse 3 and 4 says, When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
诗篇第八篇第三节，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
And we know that the psalm was written by King David.
我们知道这篇诗呢是大卫王所写。
Who wrote many of the psalms?
大卫王写了很多的诗篇。
And we know that from reading the psalms, we see that David was a man of praise. He really wrote these psalms from the depths of his heart.
当我们读他的诗篇的时候，我们发现大卫实在是一个赞美的人。这些赞美都是他从他心的深处而出。
And so here the key word is when I consider, right? When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained.
这里呢，主要的字是第三节，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
And I think a lot of times when we live on this earth, a lot of the things that we experience in life seem very real, and sometimes the problems we experience may be very big before our eyes.
当我们活在这个世界上的时候，我们所经历的一切事和一切的难处，在我们来讲是非常的大。
But here we see that when we consider the creation, the things that God have created, the things that God have ordained,
但是我们这里告诉我们，当我们来观看神的创造的时候，
we really are very, very small.
我们实在是非常的渺小。
I usually have a fear of flying on airplanes, and every time when I fly on an airplane and I look out the window and I look down, it seems like everything is so small. You just can't see anything. It's just you just see the land and you can't even see any human being.
我本来是非常害怕飞行的，当我坐在飞机上的时候，往下看，我就看到所有的一切都变得非常的渺小，看不到人，只看到一些地。
And that's just from the perspective of an airplane.
那么这个是从你坐在飞机上的时候，往下看的光景。
But then we know that if you were to zoom out even further,
但是呢，你如果再往前面去一点的话，
we are just one planet among many planets.
你再想想看，我们只不过是一个所有这么多星球当中的一个。
And even this, we are just one galaxy among many galaxies in the universe.
就算这样子，也是所有行星当中的一个。
And so, if you take a look from the godly point of view, and you consider that God created the heavens and the earth,
但你如果从神的观点来看，他创造了天和地。
Then we really are not even a blip on the radar.
所以呢，我们实在是在雷达上连那一小点都不值。
You can't even see us from the perspective of the plane. You can't even further the Earth and then the universe. We're really nothing when you consider that.
所以你仔细想的话，不光是你从飞机上看不到人，你从地球上看不到你，整个宇宙里你根本就看不到你这个人。
But what's really amazing is that even despite this, it says in verse 4, God, from God's perspective, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
但是呢，尽管是这样子，从神的角度来看，这里大卫说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
So here we can kind of, if we really take the time to consider where we stand in perspective of creation, we can really see the love and heart of God and the love and heart of Christ.
所以呢，我们如果真的在这里思考一下，在整个宇宙当中的时候，我们可以体验到神的爱，基督的爱。
That even though from an outsider point of view, if you were to look at the universe, we're really insignificant, but yet such a great and almighty God would take thought of us and care for us.
从整个宇宙来看，从外面来看，我们实在是一点都不是什么。但是这个全能的神，但是却顾念爱我们。
And the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, would be willing to humble himself so much, to lower himself so much, that he'd be willing to come down, to become insignificant like us, a human being, and to lay down his life for us.
神的儿子既然愿意屈己降卑到这样一个地步，他来拯救我们这些。
And then the second consideration is at the Garden of Gethsemane.
第二个，我想从这方面克西马尼园来思考基督的爱。
And we'll look at two passages.
所以我想看两段圣经。
First from Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
Here at the Garden of Gethsemane in verse, we're going to read from verse 38 to verse 46.
从38节到46节
It reads, Then he said to them, My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done. Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand.
38节，这是耶稣说，便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。他就稍往前行，俯伏在地，祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。第二次又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。于是来到门徒那里，对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧。看哪，卖我的人进了。
So here in this passage, I wanted to draw our attention to two points.
在这一段经节里头，我想专注在两个点上。
In verse 38, Jesus says, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death."
38节，耶稣说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
If we look at the original language for the word "grieved" here, at least in the NASB translation. The original meaning for grieved is overcome with sorrow so much as to cause one's death.
这里的中文翻作忧伤，那么它原来的意思，至少按照我所读的圣经版本呢，是说一个人被忧伤完全的吞灭几乎要到死的地步。
And the other point I want to draw is the fact that here in verse 44,Jesus prayed a third time. So here, just within the Garden of Gethsemane, during this time, Jesus had to pray to the Father three times. And here we see the real struggle, the humanity of Christ.
另外一个是44节，这里主耶稣第三次祷告，所以我们知道在克西马尼园里，耶稣祷告了三次。从这里我们可以思想，在主耶稣身上心里那个挣扎是如何的大。
And the second passage we want to look to is Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章是我们第二段要读的经文。
And we want to just look at verse 44.
第44节。
And verse 44 reads, And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground.
这是自己耶稣极其伤痛祷告更加恳切汗珠如大血滴滴在地上。
So, what's very interesting about verse 44 is that this description of Jesus' sweat becoming like drops of blood is only recorded in the gospel according to Luke.
这里呢有一件事非常让人惊异的就是在整个四个福音书中只有路加福音在这里记载了主耶稣汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
And interestingly enough, we know that Luke himself was a physician, a doctor.
而且很有趣的我们知道这卷书的作者路加本身是个医生。
So I find it very interesting that according to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
所以我觉得非常有趣的是，是在圣灵的感动之下。
That Luke as a physician found it important to mention that his sweat became like drops of blood.
路加呢，这个医生觉得这一点非常的重要，要记下来，就是耶稣汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
And now if we look at in my verse 44, NASB says, and being in agony.
那么在我的英文版本中这边讲到耶稣极其伤痛。
If you look at the original language, this word agony means of severe mental struggles and emotions.
那么在这个希腊原文这个字的意思呢是极度的精神上跟身体上的一个挣扎。
So now if we piece together what we've just read, we see that Jesus says, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Now, two emphases on death. The grieved itself contains this overcoming with sorrow as to cause one's death, and then they emphasize it again with to the point of death.
这里呢，我们把这两处圣经合在一起的话，我们就看到主耶稣心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。他的重点是忧伤是如此的大，几乎要主耶稣要死在这个忧伤之下。
We see the struggle of our Lord Jesus in that he had to pray three times to the Father at the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们也看到主耶稣挣扎是如此的大，所以他必须在客西马尼园里三次向父祷告。
And we see here in Luke that his blood became like drops of blood.
而路加福音告诉我们，他的汗如大血点滴在地上。
So if you take the time to look into this medical, there's actually a rare medical condition called hematohidrosis, which is a rare medical condition that occurs under conditions of extreme physical or emotional stress.
所以你仔细思想的话，其实路加记载的是一个非常罕见的医学上的情况，当一个人在极度的身体或者是情感上的大压力之下所发生的情况。
And usually fear and intense mental contemplation are the most frequent causes.
两个造成这个原因呢，就是一个害怕，或者是极度的在一个思念当中。
So we can really see here, if we take the time to consider these things, how much the Lord had to go through at the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以你如果花点时间来把这些经文好好默想一下，你就知道我们主耶稣在科西玛尼园里所经历的那个挣扎是何等的大。Because
we have to remember that the Lord Jesus knew why he was sent to earth.
因为我们要记得主耶稣知道他为什么被打发到世上来。And
he knew what was going to happen to him.
他也知道将要发生在他身上的事。And
he knew the prophecies that needed to be fulfilled through him.
他更知道那要借着他而实现的预言是什么。So
if you put yourself in the Lord Jesus' shoes at that time,
如果你设身其想放在主耶稣的身上,
and you know full well that you have to completely yield and submit and turn yourself over into the hands of evil, wicked sinners,
那么你就可以理解主耶稣要完全的顺服，把自己 完全的交在这一个邪恶的势力里。
And that you know that what's going to happen to you is extreme torture, humiliation, to be beaten, spit upon, scourged, crucified, and on top of that, to bear the sins of the entire world upon yourself.
所以你就知道你要被人吐唾沫，被人厌恶，你要被人打，你要被人虐待，到最后被钉在十字架上，而且呢，是把你自己呢。
神将世人所有的罪孽都压在你身上。And the Father is going to judge you because of the sins of this world.
而父呢，因为这些罪的缘故要来审判你。I
think we can only just try to touch upon and imagine the struggle our Lord Jesus must have gone through that night.
所以你如果肯这样思想，你就可以稍微理解一下我们主耶稣基督那夜所经历的挣扎是何等的深。
And then the third consideration is we want to remember and consider the sufferings of our Lord Jesus.
那么第三点呢，我想来思考我们主耶稣为我们所受的苦。
We know that right when the Lord Jesus was about to be crucified,
就在主耶稣基督要被钉十字架之前,
that before he was going to be crucified, we know that the soldiers had spit in his face.
我们知道主耶稣在被钉十字架之前，那些军兵 吐唾沫在他脸上,
they had beaten him with their fists.
用拳头打他,
they had slapped him and said, prophesy to us, you Christ, who hit you.
而且用手掌打他说, 你是, 基督, 你说预言看看是谁打你。
We have to remember that during this whole time, who it is that they're treating this person.
而且在整个过程中，我们必须要知道到底是谁在这样对我们主耶稣。
And then after that, Jesus was scourged.
这之后呢，主耶稣又被鞭打。It's
interesting, the Bible just mentions scourging in one sentence.
这我觉得非常有趣，整个圣经呢只有记载这么一句，主耶稣被鞭打。But
for me personally, every time I consider the scourging of Jesus, I'm always touched.
但是对我而言，当每一次我思想主耶稣被鞭打的时候，我总是非常的被感动。
Because when you look into the Roman scourging at that time,
你如果知道那个时候罗马人怎么
It was really terrible.
是非常恐怖的。
Because at the time, on these whips, they would embed bones or pieces of metal on them.
因为在这鞭子上有骨头，而且有那个金属。
And the purpose was that when they brought down the scourging, the point was to tear the flesh off the individual.
整个鞭打的目的就是你鞭打在一个人身上的时候，要把你的皮肉都扒开。
See, with Jewish law, you can only be lashed 39 times.
在犹太人律法下，一个人被鞭打只能打39次。
But there's no limitation to the number of lashes you can receive from the Roman scourging.
但是对罗马的法律来讲，却没有这个限制，你可能被打无数次。
And it was so horrible that Roman citizens were exempt from this.
这个刑罚是如此的可怕，罗马的市民是不需要受这样的苦刑。
And so our Lord Jesus endured the scourging, tearing the flesh off of him, exposing the muscles underneath.
所以我们的主耶稣经历了这样的刑罚，血肉分飞痕，而且呢，整个劈开肉绽。
Scourging practically to the point of death.
所以呢，鞭打他的之后，主耶稣几乎已经要死了。And
if that was not enough,
如果这还不够,
in that state where he's half dead, pretty much,
在这个情况下，他其实已经是半死的状况。We
see that the soldiers continue to mock him afterwards, beat him on the head continuously with a reed.
然后呢，我们又看到兵丁不断的戏笑他，用苇子打他的头。
And then placed a crown of thorns upon his head.
编了一个荆棘做冠冕戴在他头上。
And it's very interesting that it happens to be a crown of thorns.
而且很有趣的呢，这一定是一个荆棘的冠冕。
Because when we consider the fall of man, when God cursed the ground, God said that it would bear thorns and thistles.
当我们知道人犯罪以后，神咒诅地。 说地从今以后要为你伸出荆棘和棘藜。
So the very Lord who deserves all the crowns.
所以这一位主，他本当是领受许多的冠冕。
Was humiliated and mocked with a crown of thorns.
却被羞辱，被戏笑，而戴上这荆棘的冠冕。
And so now in this weakened condition, practically impossible for him, he had to carry his cross outside of the city of Jerusalem.
主耶稣在这样的软弱的光景下呢，却是要他背着十字架，到离开耶路撒冷。To
go to Golgotha.
到哥哥他处。And
there they pierced his hands and feet with nails.
在那里，人将他的手跟脚用钉钉入。And
they lifted him up on that cross.
将他挂在十字架上。In
nakedness and humiliation.
他是赤裸，称裸体。For
all the world to see.
让整个世界来观看。You
see, brothers and sisters, this scourging, this crucifixion, this humiliation of nakedness and shame.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个十字架，这个赤身裸体，这个鞭伤，让整个世界上这个羞辱。
This is what we deserve.
这其实是我们该得的。But
the Lord laid the iniquity of us all on his only begotten son.
但是神却将众人的罪孽归在他的爱子身上。
And we know that in Galatians it tells us that cursed is the one who hangs on a tree.
我们知道加拉太书说被挂在木头上是可咒诅的。
So this righteous and holy son of God, Jesus, became a curse for us.
所以这位圣洁公义的神的儿子变成为我们成了咒诅。
And he who knew no sin, Jesus, became sin for us.
这位不知罪的却为我们成为了罪。And
so God had to deal with that sin.
因为神必须要处理这个罪的问题。And
so the wrath of God, the anger of God, the judgment of God came upon his son.
所以神的愤怒，神的怒气跟神的公义都集中在主的身上。And
during this whole time, you see people continually mocking him, saying, if you really are the Son of God, come down. If you really are the Messiah, come down from the cross.
在这个时候呢，人不断地来羞辱我们的主，说你如果是神的儿子，你就下来吧，从十字架上。
And we know that Jesus himself had said that he could at any time summon legions of angels at his disposal.
我们主耶稣说，在任何时候，他可能都可以叫极阴的天使来帮他。
But why? Why did he stay on that cross?
那么为什么我们的主仍然被钉在十字架上？
On one hand, yes, it was to be obedient to the will of the Father.
一方面来说，他是来顺服天父的旨意。
But behind the will of the Father, it's love.
但是在顺服天父的旨意之后，实在是神基督的爱。
God's love for you and me.
这是神对你和我的爱。
And Christ's love for you and me.
这是基督对你和我的爱。
And yet.On that cross, what was the Lord's response to all the mockery?
但是在十字架上，我们的主对这些讥诮他的人的回应是什么呢？
Lord Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
主耶稣基督说，父啊，原谅他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的是什么。
And so, all this physical suffering the Lord endured, but I believe that the most terrible suffering he had to endure was when he said, "My Father, my God, my God."Why have you forsaken me?
虽然主耶稣在肉身上经历如此大的折磨，但是我相信他最大的痛苦乃是在于在十字架上，他对神说：“我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃我？”
Because God and the Son had never been separated for the time span of eternity. Never had they been separated.
因为神跟他的儿子从来就是一直进入到从永世到现在都没有分开过。
We know that he was in the beginning with God.
我们知道起初他与神同在。
And we know that he's before all things.
我们也知道他在万有之先。
And in him all things hold together.
并且在他里面所有的事都能够得以成立。
But yet, in that point in time in history, God the Son and God the Father were separated.
但是在历史中，在那个时间的点上，神跟子分开了。
There's a Bible scripture that.Recently this year I read that suddenly it was like a new revelation to me.
有一个经文我最近读过，但是突然之间这次经文的对我好像是个新的启示。
And it's in Isaiah chapter 52.
以赛亚书52章。
Verse 14.
第14节。
It says, Just as many were astonished at you, so his appearance was marred more than any man.And his form more than the sons of men.
14节，许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
I've read these verses before, but for some reason this year, this verse popped out and meant more to me this year.
我从前读过这个经文，但是不知道为什么今年这个经文好像突然跳出来，对我有更深的意义。
When you look at the original language for marred.
你如果从原文来看这个字憔悴
It means disfigurement and then in parentheses of face or corruption
那表示说一个人的脸被毁容了或者是被销毁
It says his appearance was marred more than any man and his form more thanThe sons of men.
所以中文翻作他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
Brothers and sisters, when we really take the time to see the prophecy of Isaiah and his description of the suffering servant.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果花时间来默想这个以赛亚书对于这个受苦的神的受苦的仆人主耶稣基督的预言的时候
，we can only begin to comprehend and fathom what.Jesus' appearance must have looked like to the point that they would say it was marred more than any man.
我们就能稍稍地明白一下主耶稣的那个时候的面容是什么样，就像以赛亚书讲的，面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
Brothers and sisters, may we look on him whom they pierced.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们来仰望这位被人所扎的主。
When we look upon the cross and see our Lord Jesus, our Savior,The Anointed One.
在十字架上，我们看到我们主耶稣基督，我们的救主，受膏者。
May we see that this is the God whom we worship.
我们就要知道，这是我们该敬拜的神。
And this is how much He loves us.
这一位神是何等的爱我们。
Now, is it any wonder that Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2 how God highly exalted Him?
所以我们在读腓立比书，保罗。在第二章所讲的时候，我们就不觉得稀奇了。
Let's read. I'll read Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11.
我们要读腓立比书第二章第六到十一节。
This is about Christ. It says, "Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, or laying aside his privileges, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
这段经文讲的是基督第六节，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，虚己的意思把他把他所本有的特权都倒空了，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
弟兄姊妹们，对于基督的爱，我们的回应应该是什么呢？
Paul tells us beautifully in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章。
He tells us that for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
哥林多后书第五章十四节，保罗写的非常的美丽。这里，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves: does the love of Christ control us? Does it constrain us? Does it compel us?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要自己问问看，神基督的爱是不是激励鼓舞，激励我们？
Do we not know that we have been bought with a price?
我们难道不知道我们是为他重价所买的吗？
Because God did not purchase us with gold and silver and perishable things.
因为神并不是用金银和朽坏的东西救赎了我们。
But he redeemed us with the precious blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus.
而是用他的儿子耶稣宝贵的血。
Brothers and sisters, we are now a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在是君尊的祭司。
Back then in the Old Testament, not everyone could be a priest.
在旧约的时候，并不是每一个人都可以做祭司。
Your ancestry had to trace all the way back up to Levi, one of the 12 sons of Jacob.
如果你的家谱祖宗可以追溯到最初的利未族的话，是雅各十二个儿子支派之一。
And if you weren't born according to that lineage, you just could not be a priest.
如果你的家谱不在那之内，你就不能做祭司。
So brothers and sisters, may we see how what a privilege it is that we are all considered royal priests.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们真是应当思想，这是何等样一个特权！我们每一个人都是祭司。
That we all have this privilege and honor to serve the Lord.
我们都有这个殊荣与特权来服侍我们的主。
That we can all offer up praise and thanksgiving to our God.
我们每一个人都可以来把我们的感谢赞美归给我们的神。
So I just want to conclude with one final thought.
所以呢，我就以最后这一个思想做一个结束。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
加拉太书,
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, it reads,
十节,
For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
加拉太书一章十节，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢嘛？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。As
difficult that as hard as it is sometimes to want to please men, whether it's in work or in school,
虽然我们常常想要来讨人的喜悦，在在工作或者是在我们上课的时候。
Rather, may we seek the favor of God and strive to please God.
但是我们应该是要来讨神的喜悦。那不管这是多么的困难，我们总是竭力的追求，想要讨神的喜悦。
So may we all be able to comprehend together with all the saints.What is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled up to the fullness of God.
愿我们都与众弟兄姊妹一同来了解神的爱的长阔高深高深，让我们知道神的爱，基督的爱是过于人所能测透的。好叫我们被耶稣主耶稣基督的丰满所充满。
感谢弟兄的分享，每次想到神的爱跟基督的爱，就是让我非常感动。
I thank my brothers sharing every time when I think of the love of God and love of Christ, it simply touches me so much.
也许我们可以借着更认识基督，更晓得神是多么的爱我们。
Maybe through more understanding of Christ, we could come to know how much, how deeply God has loved us.
请先看三处圣经。
Would you please consider three verses here?
马太福音第五章第三节。
Matthew 5:3.
虚心的人有福了。因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom heaven.
马太福音第六章第二十节。
Matthew 6:20.
只要为自己积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal.
中文的圣经因为承接上一句，这个第二十节有这句话是要为自己。
And in Chinese Bible, in order to connect with the previous verse, and so it says, do not store up for yourselves.
再看约翰福音第三章三十节。
Again, John 3:30.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must increase, but I must decrease.
这里也就是说，基督必须增加，但是我必须减少。
Here it says, Christ must increase, but I must decrease.
当时我读这句话的时候，我不太懂他的意思。后来听到查经中提到弟兄分享，我们的心胸有限，我们自己必须减少，基督才能增加。
When I first read this verse, I didn't quite understand it. But at the Bible sharing, some brothers shared that, in this limited measure of our hearts, Christ has to increase and we have to decrease.
后来又读到保罗的经历，在罗马书七章十八节。
And then again, I read about the experiences of Paul, which is stated in Romans 7:18.
因为立志行善由得我，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
老我是靠不住的，这是我们共同的经历。
This old self is not dependable, which is the common experience of us all.
约翰一书第五章第一节。
First John 5:1.
我们最近才查的。
And this is the verse we recently studied.
凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神生。凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him.
老约翰一直强调我们要彼此相爱，但是我们知道我们靠着我们自己很难做到。
The aged John the Apostle stresses a lot that we have to love one another, but we know that by ourselves it cannot be done.
实际上呢, 靠着我们自己是不可能做到。
In reality, it is impossible, period.
原来我们不能使自己减少, 但是呢, 当基督的生命在我们里面增加的时候, 我们这个老我就自然地减少。
Originally, we could not decrease our old self, but when the life of Christ increases in us, very readily we are able to have Christ increase in us.
我们知道是神使我们的生命成长。
We know that it is God who grows our life.
为了预备我们, 能够, 准备好我们能够 成为建造教会的材料,
to make us ready the materials to build up his church.
基督既然是房角石, 建造基督身体的材料, 必须有基督的生命。
Now, since Christ is the cornerstone of the church, then those materials that are used to build the church have to be of life.
我们知道是神 他在建造教会, 但是很惊奇的, 就是, 神要我们与他同工。
We know that God is building up his own church, but amazingly that God wants us to work together with him.
像刚刚弟兄交通的, 我们人这么小, 居然神这么看重我们。
Just as our brother just shared, that we're so insignificant, but God so looks upon us.
以弗所书4章16节,
Ephesians 4:16
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。这自己的是指基督的身体。
From the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building of itself in love. This itself means the body of Christ.
所以我们个人的灵修呢，已经不单单是为自己了。我们一起查经，一起聚会，更是为了建造基督的身体。
So our individual devotion to God should not be only for ourselves. We should come together to study God's word and in order to build up his body.
假如我们可以看到这是一个工作的话，这是一个非常尊贵，非常严肃的工作。
If we could view this as a work, a very noble, very serious task.
我们都知道这个生命成长要付代价。
Because we all know that you have to pay a price for your life to grow.
但是我们想到我们这个所结的果子呢，有基督的性情，我们里面就有一份那个说不出来的喜乐。But
whenever we think of the fruit that we bear contains the character of Christ, and there is this so exciting joy within us.
保罗跟保罗的经历也是如此。
This is the same experience of Paul.
罗马书5章第3节。
Romans 5:3 we read.
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
And not only this, we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character hope. Hope does not disappoint.
老我减少呢, 是不舒服的, 是甚至是很痛苦的。
For your old self to decrease is not something very comfortable, and sometimes it's even painful.
很奇妙的是, 老我越减少呢, 我们就越不能靠自己。
But amazingly, the more yourself wants to be decreased, the more you cannot depend on yourself.
唯一的一条路就只能学习靠着圣灵的带领, 依靠主。
The only way to do this is leaning on the leading of the Holy Spirit and trusting in the Lord.
Matthew 18:3.
Truly I say to you, this is the Lord saying, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom heaven.
这里圣灵也在教导我们学习完全的相信主。
Here the Holy Spirit is also teaching us that to trust and to believe in Him completely.
基督必须增加,但是我必须减少, 这是施洗约翰服事的原则。
And Christ must increase, as for me, I must decree. This is the very principle of service of John the Baptist.
保罗服事的原则也是一样的。
And likewise, this is Paul's principle of serving God.
腓立比书第一章第二十节。
As you read Philippians 1:20,
只要凡事放胆, 无论是生是死, 总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
But that with all boldness Christ will even now as always be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
我们的心呢,都是尊主为大,
Our heart wants to magnify the Lord.
所以在服事中呢,我们常常要学习呢, 隐藏人跟人的作为。
So in our services, we often have to learn the lesson to hide people, men, and men's works.
我想到这个在主耶稣登山变相的这一段记载呢，教导我们这件事非常的清楚。
As I recall the passage about the Mount of Transfiguration, and the Lord teaches us this very clearly.
彼得看到异象，告诉主耶稣说他想搭三座棚。
After Peter saw the vision, he told the Lord Jesus that he wanted to pitch three tents.
这话还没说完呢，神就开口了，把他的话打断了。
Now God stopped Peter's saying before he was finished.
神说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
God says that this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.
然后门徒就发现这个摩西跟以利亚都不见了，只有耶稣。
And disciples realize that Moses and Elijah disappeared. There is only Jesus is there.
感谢神，他借着因为彼得的热心呢，他在教彼得一个功课，我们也跟着学功课。
Thank God, though Peter was so zealous for the Lord, God was teaching him a lesson which is also a lesson for us to learn.
不但神在教导我们，主耶稣也告诉我们，什么叫做要学会这个邻里贫穷。
Not only God teaches us, but also Lord Jesus Christ also teaches what does it mean by poor in spirit.
这句话我读了很多年，一直不懂这句话的意思。
I have read this verse so many times throughout the years, but still I couldn't understand it.
直到有一年呢，一位老弟兄来到我们当中分享。
Until one particular year, when an elderly brother came over to our congregation and shared on this verse.
信息以后呢，我问他。 他平常生活做什么消遣?
So after the message, I asked him, what does he do for entertainment, to pass time?
他说呢，他读圣经的时间都不够，没有时间做什么消遣。
So he told me that he didn't even have enough time to read the Bible, let alone to have some entertainment for himself.
他的回答呢，让我非常吃惊。
I was so taken aback by his answer.
因为他天天读圣经，已经读了50年了。
Because he has been reading the same Bible for more than 50 years.
那个时候我就知道, 他一定在神的话里面呢找到了许多珍宝。
At that time I realized it must be that he has found so precious treasures in God's word.
我也读同样的圣经，可是居然没有看到珍宝。
As to me, I'm reading the same Bible, but I haven't found these treasures yet.
发现自己邻里贫穷呢，就是第一种贫穷。
The first poverty is to find that you are poor in spirit.
我记得以前呢，组织信息的时候常常听不懂。
I remember I used to be at loss when I heard all the Sunday messages.
有时候听懂一点呢，我里面就很喜乐。
But sometimes I did get a little bit out of the sermon, and I was very glad in my heart.
后来我发现一个现象。
And then I realized there is this one phenomenon.
只要每次星期六晚上我们有家庭小组聚会的。
Every time on Saturday night, before Sunday, when we have this family Bible study in, among our group,
第二天的主日信息呢，我觉得我好像就比较能听得懂。The
next day, on the Sunday's message, it seems I could get understand it a little better.
好像这个弟兄的口才突然进步了。As
though the speakers all of a sudden became more eloquent.
后来我又发现另外一个现象。And
then again, I noticed another phenomena.
只要我星期六呢加班工作。
As long as I work extra time, overtime, Saturday night,
主日的信息呢就变得好像比较枯燥。
Sunday's message becomes more dull to me.
这样子一比较呢，哦，我原来我懂了。
So, to put these two in comparison, it dawned on me, I got it.
这个听不懂信息或者是觉得信息枯燥呢， 是因为我自己没有准备好，里面装了太多世界的东西。
If you do not understand the message, or you think the message is too boring, it is because I myself am filled with so many worldly matters.
同样的，没有读，没有这个不想读圣经呢，是因为我可能是在网络上听的太多，然后不小心。 听了一些这个垃圾书，所以没有胃口读圣经。
And likewise, if I do not have the appetite to study God's word, probably it's because I have heard so much trash, garbage from online that I simply don't have interest in God's word.
有时候我觉得这个星期五晚上的查经好像在寻宝。
And sometimes I do feel that Friday night Bible study as though I am treasure hunting.
Yeah. 箴言第二章第四节。
Proverbs 2:4.
寻找他如寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。
If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures.
因为耶和华赐人智慧。 知识和聪明都由他口而出。
Verse 6, For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, come knowledge and understanding.
当然不是每一次都找到宝了，但是每次查经以后呢，知识总是多了一点。But
of course, it's not every time when I come to the Bible study I could find treasure, but nevertheless, after all the studying, I seem to gain more biblical knowledge.
圣经的知识越多呢，越能帮助我们认识神的智慧。The
more biblical knowledge you possess, the more it will help you to know God's wisdom.
知道自己为什么邻里贫穷呢，就是第二种贫穷。And
to me, knowing why you are poor in spirit is the second aspect of poverty.
两年前，组队的信息弟兄也分享到保罗也认为自己是邻里贫穷的。Two
years ago, in one of the Sunday service messages, our brother shared that even Paul himself sensed he is poor in spirit.
因为保罗他说他不以为已经得着了。
Because Paul says, I does not consider myself to have apprehended.
我们知道保罗有从第三层天来的启示。
We do know that Paul has this revelation from the third heaven.
但是他当他看到基督那测不透的丰富。
But when he sees the unsearchable riches of Christ,
所以他认为自己灵里是贫穷的，这是第三种贫穷。
He senses that he is poor in spirit. This is the third aspect of poverty.
我们有许多原因呢，让我们觉得不会觉得灵里贫穷。
And there are quite a few reasons that we feel we are not poor in spirit.
圣经里面也有这样的教导。
And in the Bible, it also has teachings regarding this.
哥林多前书第二章第二节。
So we read 1 Corinthians 2:2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
这个世界上有许多事情呢，我们不需要知道，我们也不想知道。
In this world, there are so many things we do not want to know, nor do we need to know.
这是神的智慧，这是对我们自己的一个保护。
To me, this is the wisdom of God and also His providential protection.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs 4:23.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为生命的果效，就是生命的泉源，从心发出。
Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life, or from it flow the issues of life.
在网络上，我们知道有很多信息可以听。
We know that we could hear so many messages from online.
但是不需要急着去听，因为还有更好的。
But I don't think you should rush to hear those messages because there is something that's better.
这个内住的圣灵呢，常常借着我们的查经，借着我们读主的话。
Because the indwelling Holy Spirit, often through our studying God's word or studying together with other people.
这个内住圣灵的启示把神的话直接刻在我们心里面，成为我们的生命的一部分。
He will inscribe His word of life directly into our heart.
这些启示呢，好像是特别为我们个人预备的。
And this word is the revelation for Holy Spirit customized for you.
一生都不会忘记，非常宝贵。
It's so precious that all your life you will not forget it.
每次我们亲近主呢，在光中呢，看到我们里面呢是贫穷的，我们就有福了。
Every time when we draw near to Him and in the light, when we see we are poor in spirit, and then blessed we are.
神的话有落脚之处了。
Because there is this place where God's word can dwell upon.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John 10 verse 10.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
彼得后书我们刚查过第一章第十一节。
Second Peter, which we just studied, 1:11.
这样并叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
每次想到这里呢，我心里面就非常喜乐。
Every time when I think about this, my heart just elates.
贫穷的人呢，总是省吃俭用，有多的呢，一定存起来。
Those people who are poor, usually they would skimp through all the food and the savings, and if they have any money left over, they just store it up.
邻里贫穷的也是一样。
So it's the same way with those who are poor in spirit.
所以主教导我们为自己积蓄财宝在天上。
That's why the Lord teaches us, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
这里讲到四件事情。
Here, it speaks of four matters.
为自己呢，意思是说，这个财宝是属于我们个人的。
For yourselves means that this treasure is for you personally.
别人有的财宝是别人的。
And other people's treasures are theirs.
储蓄的意思就是说，现在就可以，现在就可以有，不用等到将来，也可以继续的增加。
To store up to say means that you possess treasures now, and these treasures will increase in the time to come.
财宝就是指的这个是宝贵的。
Treasures are those precious things.
是神眼中看为宝贵。
Those things precious in the sight of God.
所以我们知道这不是物质的东西。
So we know that these are not material things.
在天上的意思呢，就是说可以存到永远。
In heaven means it endures forever.
所以我们知道这个财宝不是属于这个世界的。
So we know these treasures are not earthly treasures.
到目前为止呢，我只找到我们每一个人里面基督的生命符合这些条件。
Until now, I can only find the life of Christ within us could match all these conditions.
重生的生命是属于我们每一个人的。
This regenerate life belongs to each one of us.
需要继续成长。
And it needs to grow continually.
是神看为宝贵的，因为这是他爱子的生命。
This life is deemed precious because it is the very life of his beloved son.
将来我们都要带着进入永世。
And in the age to come, we will carry this life into eternity.
就是丰丰富富进入救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
上个主日啊，弟兄也分享到这个积蓄呢，就是投资。
Last week, our brother shared that this saving is investment.
世界上讲的是财务的投资。
In this world, we talk about financial investment.
但是我们知道这是暂时的，有可能被偷，所以我们心里面不得安息。
But we all know this is temporal, and it's possible that your wealth will be stolen away. Therefore, we have no rest in our heart.
主教导我们属灵的投资。
But the Lord teaches the spiritual investment.
这个投资呢，没有人可以偷走。
And this investment, nobody can snatch it away from you.
我们里面的安息呢，不受影响。
Therefore, our rest can never be influenced.
我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。
And where your treasure is, there is your heart.
同样的，我们的投资在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。
Likewise, where is your investment, there lies your heart.
属灵的投资呢， 不需要等到永世才能看到它的果效。我们在这个寄居在世上寄居生活的时候就可以看得到。
And spiritual investment does not have to wait until eternity to see its fruit.Even though when we are sojourners, pilgrims in this world, we could see it.
让我举两个例子。
Allow me to give you two examples.
我常常听到一位姊妹分享她在老人院工作的经历。
I often hear a sister who works in a nursing home for the elderly, and she told me about her work experiences.
里面有五十岁的 到一百岁的。
That institution houses the people aged from 50 all the way to 100 years old.
里面也有许多基督徒。
It also has a lot of Christians.
有许多老人呢，在白天的时候都是昏睡的。
And a lot of these old people are just slumping into stupor, sleeping all the time, even during the day.
Yeah.但是在有机会在他们这个姊妹在他们读圣经的时候呢，你就可以看到这个他们这个人呐、就醒过来了。
But whenever if possible, when the sister leads them to read the Bible, you could just sense that the whole being is being awakened.
神的话的确是带着能力的。
Truly, God's word comes with power.
可惜呢，他们一旦不读圣经又。昏睡过去了。
And unfortunately, once they stop reading God's word, as though they fall again into deep sleep.
我只能这样想，他们的投资，以前的投资可能不太够。
I can only draw this conclusion. It's probably because their previous investment is not enough.
相对的另外一个例子。
Now, on the contrary, another example.
我们都熟悉的几位老弟兄一生这个服侍主。
Some of the elder brothers whom we are all familiar with all their lives they serve on God.
有八十岁的，有九十岁的，还有一百零一岁的。
They are aged in 80s, 90s, and someone is 101 years old.
我们都是很惊讶在这样的年龄仍然有新鲜的话语可以分享。
We all wonder that at this old age, still they could have this fresh words to share with others.
我们很羡慕他们。
We truly envy them.
不是他们讲到的恩赐。
It's not their gift to minister God's word.
我们最羡慕的是他们在年老的时候呢，仍然能够心意更新而变化。
What we envy most is, even at their old age,they're still renewing their mind.
后书第四章十六节。
Second Corinthians 4:16.
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
属灵的投资是一个聪明的投资。
Now.Spiritual investment is a smart investment.
诗篇九十篇第十二节。
As Psalm 90:12 reads,
求你指教我们怎么样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
所以到了我们那个事茫茫，法苍苍，此摇动摇。走不动的时候。
So when it comes to the time when our eyesight are dim, our teeth are loose, and we're stumble alone,
我们仍然能够靠主喜乐，一天心似一天。
Still, in the Lord, we will rejoice and being renewed day by day.
我最近看到一节圣经在。希伯来书十章二十五节。
And recently I read this verse from Hebrews 10:25.
就前面第一句话，你们不可停止聚会。
Just the first part of the verse, not forsaking our own assembling together.
更好的翻译应该翻成不要放弃聚会。
I think a better translation is, do not give up on assembling.
这句话让我里面很多感触。
From reading this verse in my heart, I have so much sentiment.
我们一起聚会呢，是一个神的恩典。
Assembling together truly is one of the gifts, a grace of God.
我们在聚会里面彼此交通所听到这个神的话语进到我们心里面。
At the meetings, we fellowship with each other on God's word, and the word enters into our heart.
帮助我们呢，常常默想 神的话。
It also helps us to even meditate more on God's other words.
世界这个诡计呢，就不太容易进得来。
So the wiles of this world will not come into us that easily.
这对我们是一种保护。
And this is a certain protection for us all.
感谢主，愿圣灵继续开启他的话。
Thanks the Lord, may He continue to unfold His word.
感谢主借着弟兄的话语鼓励我们。
Let's turn now to the